That's not a try, that's a miracle. What a rugby league try in a grand final. You can take me now. I have seen it all.
On the Big Sports Breakfast, time now to talk rugby league.
Oh, one of our listeners on the text line. Hey, Clarkie, answer this honestly. Where's the diamond ring?
Long gone. And not flushed down a toilet. There's the truth.
G'day, Cookstar. Cookie.
Morning, guys. Morning.
What's doing? How's hub life?
No, it's been good, mate.
It's Freedom Day, isn't it?
Well, yeah, we'll find out a bit more later today what the goal is and what the next step into towards freedom sort of looks like. But he's been pretty good, mate. It's... a few other teams here, obviously, and all your mates here as well every day. So it hasn't been the worst place to do quarantine.
Where are you, Cookie? Are you on the Central Coast, the Gold Coast? Are you up at the Sunshine Coast? Or
on the Gold Coast.
On the Gold Coast, right. Yeah. So all the teams are staying at the one hotel. Do you have separate sort of rooms to go to have breakfast, or is everyone together?
So we've all got different blocks where we sort of sleep. What have we got here at the moment? Got all team rooms above me, so we've got the Bulldogs, the Warriors, the Eels, the Raiders, and ourselves. Obviously the Rabbits, and then we all obviously there's a downstairs area and upstairs. So there's two teams downstairs who go collect their food and take it back to their team room. And then the other three of us are up the top and do the same thing. So we do cross paths with the teams, a lot during this time.
Cookie, what's the gap here? Once restrictions are eased, how significant is that for you and the boys? And are you sitting there today waiting, like can't wait? Or is it, are the restrictions, the less restrictions doesn't really change too much?
It won't change too much. It's obviously going to be nice to be able to just, get out a bit of normality, I guess, whatever that is. I know a few of the boys who are, we're sitting on a golf course here that's been fenced off. It would be nice to get on that. So you never know. That might be a nice little bit of freedom there and do that. But, we just got to follow whatever protocols we need to. It could be just a bit of a slower process too on the exit. So we're not too sure how that's going to go. But, everyone's done pretty well up here for the last 2 weeks. So we'll most of us keep doing it. What we've got to do to get it back to normality when we can, as soon as possible.
Well, you put on 60 against the Warriors. The likes of Tom Burgess, Jaden Sewer, they're bagging doubles, but no meat for Cookie.
No, it wasn't, mate. There was none there for me, but as a hooker, though, I do get a lot of joy out of those. Get away. One of the boys trying to talk to me.
We'll put him on. I'll give him a grilling.
No, Bailey Sheeran had just realised I was doing like a radio. So he was going to try and... Shit, me, but no, I do, as a hooker, you get a lot of joy out of putting your front rows over the line. That's it's a big win for me.
Cookie, I think South can win the comp, all right? I think your attack is as good as anyone.
No, you suck up.
Well, no, I do. I had South winning the comp at the start of the year. But my only concern is the way that you defend at times. Can you run me through it and will you get it right between now and grand final day?
Yeah, that's probably been the one issue we've been speaking about lately. It's just probably the last month we've been playing some really good footy. We're winning games, but it just seems to be when we get a penalty or an error and we have to defend our line for one set, that's we've sort of lost that at the moment, and we're not defending that one set and then getting back into the game. So defending their yardage sets, we find we're doing quite well, but it's when we give them another set on our line or something, there's this... I guess the resilience to just stop that one set just not there at the moment. And it has been earlier this year, so it's just definitely the one thing that we've got to fix. When we come up against, the likes of Melbourne and Penrith, we're going to have to make sure that we're on, for the whole game. The other part of it was, there was about a 5-10 minute lapse just before half time, and we let two tries in, gave the Warriors a bit of a sniff going into half time. So those two areas are probably the ones to work on for us.
Cookie, I want to ask you about the World Cup situation. Firstly, for you personally, would you like to, if you got the opportunity to represent Australia and go and be a part of that, would you want to do that? And secondly, do you feel like the players, the individual players, should have more opportunity to pick and choose with something like this?
Yeah, look, for me personally, I've said it before too, that I'd love to be a part of a World Cup. It'd be a great honour to wear Aussie jersey in a World Cup, and if they go ahead with it this year, and the next one's in 4 years, I'm at 34 then, and yeah, you never know if you know, that's even an opportunity anymore to do that. You'd like to hope so, but you never know. So I'd love to be able to be a part of one and go on and win one. But as individuals, I'm not sure how it's all panning out at the moment, because I know obviously New Zealand and Australia have pulled out, but there's some other players that play for different nations. If that's the case, I don't think they should be stopped, and I don't think, and I know Wayne wouldn't stop me from going over, that's for sure, and I don't think other clubs can really to be able to stop players from going over either.
Were you aware that Australia and New Zealand were pulling out before it was announced last week, Cookie?
Oh, there were sort of rumours that it was a possibility. You know, we knew that the game didn't know if it was safe for the players to go over there. It's obviously with everything that's going on in the world at the moment, obviously. So, yeah, there was lots of rumours, but never knew what was actually going to happen, yeah.
What do you expect from the Dragons this weekend, Cookie? They've had to obviously stand those players down, and it's not as strong a looking side as we've seen in the past. So how do you approach this game? What do you do well? What do you look to improve on?
Well, the two areas I spoke about just before with defending our lineup there, that's going to be a big one for us this year, for this weekend. But, you know, the thing with the Dragons side this year, this week, we don't, you know, whether they line up how they've said they have or not, but they've got a lot of young players that are going to be the future of that Dragons side, and the unknown sort of players as well at the moment who haven't played a lot of footy, and you know, so we've never been up against them, and I'm sure they're going to be making sure they go out there and do a good job, put their best foot forward. So we need to make sure we're just worrying about South Sydney as a team and how we're doing our things, not worrying about the opposition. I know that, you know, the club's got their backs against the wall down there at the moment, and there's a lot of boys who've got to serve their suspension, and it's difficult times, but sometimes that can bring out a great response. So we need to make sure we're on our best this weekend.
I was about to ask you that, Cookie, given they've made so many changes, a lot of young guys, is it just so important that you guys turn up mentally ready to play? Because we've all been there in the past where you're expected to win and you know, subconsciously you think, oh, well, this will be a game that we'll get out there and play, we'll win and hopefully get through it without no injuries and we move on to the next week. But it's one of those challenging games mentally, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, mate. And it's a game that, you know, where we're sitting on the ladder and how we're playing at the moment, we should win. And then we want to go out and make sure we do win. They're important games, these ones, to make sure we're staying in touch with the top of the ladder as well, the top two teams. So Melbourne and Penrith have got to play each other soon, maybe this week possibly, so we can, you know, get a win and one of them obviously lose. We can jump up to that equal second spot. But mentally for us, it's a big one to make sure we're there. And like I said, worrying about South Sydney footy. But a lot of those young guys in this Dragon side have played a lot together through the juniors coming up, so the combinations that are all going to be on, we've got to make sure we are too.
Rightio, text from a listener here. Congratulations on Sky's new tipster, Damien Pengilly Davidson Cook. He's stolen both their tips the last 2 weeks, and funnily enough, both have lobbed, and only tips he's tipped that have won. Look, Cookie, I mean, at the end of the day, you can only throw something up, and if they win, you got to take the credit.
Mate, I'm a busy man, so to be honest, I don't listen to the show too much unless I'm driving in, you know, so I don't really hear those tips from those guys, but good to see that they're following me, and we'll see how we go, but Pengilly's not the only one tipping those horses, so this week I'm going with, who's he tip this week? Hang on.
He's got race 8 number 2 Exotic Ruby.
No.
Oh, don't tell me.
Oh, are you kidding?
I promise you it's the same one. I can even take out the Jai Arrow right now. I just told him about it just before.
Oh dear.
There you go. Good minds think alike, Cookie. So, what's wrong with that?
$3.50 in favourite. Enjoying the Olympics, mate?
I am. I do. I love the Olympics. I think as an athlete of another sport, really respect the things these guys are doing. It's one that I think as an athlete you wish you could take part of, and 2032 is a possibility that rugby league will have something in the Olympics, which would be pretty cool. I'm enjoying the swimming at the moment. Aussies getting the wins. I enjoy the athletics a lot and the cycling and the velodrome too, so I'm looking forward to those ones.
You were a beach sprinter, weren't you?
I was, mate. Yeah. Yep. You're well aware.
What's your favourite event? 100 metres?
The athletics are definitely the 100 and the 200.
Yeah.
But I do love the cycling inside the velodrome. I think that's a pretty cool sport as well.
A beach sprinter?
Yes. Haven't you heard that?
I've heard that.
Hear it every Sunday if South's playing with Gus.
Oh, right. Okay, right.
He's a boot sprinter.
There you go.
Yep.
That's right.
Diving for that flag in the sand.
Okay, got you.
He was the gun. Cookie was the gun.
Oh, right. He's in the surf, like, nippers.
That's where he got his speed. Okay. That's why he's so fast.
Sorry. You know, there's something I didn't know. I've got to do my research.
Come on.
Any other Cookie's quirk, please send them through.
Oh, Cookie, what's happened with the Renos? No construction going on. What's going on?
No, we finished just in time.
Oh, you are kissed.
Yeah, see you at the housewarming.
So it's all done.
But yeah, it's all done, mate. It was done.
Oh, congratulations.
Thanks, mate. We're pretty happy awesome, with it. Yeah. All turned out. So, yeah.
How'd you go with the water main out the front?
How many lawsuits have you got?
Your neighbours talking to you?
They've been quite good, my neighbours back home. They're
brilliant.
I think the young kid across the road at the moment, he's mowed me lawn the other day too. So they're looking after me back there. So they can't be too angry at me for what happened.
Beautiful.
Good on you, Cookie.
All good. Thanks, guys.